have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now. Inner life, you are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. More than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Somebody saying to me now, you just don't understand. No, I understand you very well. Where I've been,
Yes, you are. Yes, I am. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We are winners because of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hey, guys, it is Thursday. We are indeed thankful because God is good, and he's good all the time to us. And I pray that you recognize how good he is to you. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And I tell you, God is still making ways. God is still creating ways. God is still opening doors. And God is still opening the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings that we don't have room enough to receive. So if you can grab hold to that in your faith, I'm telling you, you will be looking forward to some bright, 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 bright days because God is no shorter than his word. Hallelujah. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come now to thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for your goodness and kindness, God, that we have seen evident in it. God, we thank you for mercies, oh God. We thank you for blessings we didn't even think to ask you for, but sometimes in our human frailty, we take for granted. God, we thank you that this morning our eyes flew open and that we had the possession of a sound mind. Father, we thank you that we have the activity of our limbs. And dear God, we thank you for the many blessings of family, of good friends, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, even for our prayer life. We thank you for things money can buy. We thank you, Lord God, for peace. We thank you for our journeys, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything you've dropped in our spirit that we're standing on, believing you for. And God, we give you thanks today, even for the Loretta Petit Show, for Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace, for Elation Magazine, Elation Radio, the family of podcasters. God, we thank you for the awesome visionary and producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. We give you praise now in the precious and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Well, I'm just a tad bit under the weather. I think with the weather changing, it activates allergies that I didn't have for so many years. But over like this past 7 to 10 years, my God, I've been knowing what allergies are all about firsthand. And yeah, I'm grateful because I don't feel bad. I just don't feel bad all over. I just have it in spots here and there. So I'm grateful. It could be worse, right? Yep, absolutely. Well, it is April, and when I was a little girl, one of my teachers used to say to me, April showers bring May flowers. So two things. Get ready for the rain this month. If you're not already raining, you probably will be, because I have found it to be true. And the next thing I'm looking forward to is are my flowers blooming in the month of May. I'm looking forward to it. So what I do is I kind of mock the rain in that if it's not raining, it's just overcast, it's just cloudy. I keep dousing my rose bushes with water, and they're pushing out their flowers. I'm so excited about that. They're pushing them out. The thing that I don't like so much is I get one rose, and then I don't get another rose until after that one dies, and then I'll have to wait maybe 2 weeks and another rose to come. I want more roses than that, so I'm going to have to start buying a different kind of rose bush because I love the flowering of the plants, and especially roses, right? So I'm looking forward to all of my May flowers showing themselves. Let me see how beautiful they are. But in this month of April, I like the rain. However, in my present state, I need not get wet because it makes me sneeze and cough and all that kind of stuff. But I certainly enjoy it. It brings peace to my day, believe it or not. Whether I'm working, whether I'm driving, whether I'm at home, brings peace to my day. Hey, don't mock me. Don't knock me because to each his own. Many people say, oh, it's a crummy day. It's raining. That's not so for me all the time, you know, except in the winter time. It's hard for me with winter and then winter and rain, right? So anyway, first of all, I want to say about the month of April, after all of that, I want to say this. We know that some people are, you know, holding it together, got married on this day or even this week, and, of course, this month. I want to say happy wedding anniversary to you, and I pray that God grants you with many, many, many more happy ones. And also to all of you that are engaged, got engaged in April, I'm so excited for you. With 12 days in, 13 days in, congratulations to you. Maybe another kind of anniversary for you this month. How long you've been on your job, how long you've been saved, whatever the case may be. Maybe another anniversary, how long you've been sober, things of that nature. Well, happy anniversary to you. I extend that celebration to you as well. And to all of you that are celebrating birthdays, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I pray that it's happy. And I pray that you recognize and count your blessings, how good God has been for you for however many years you're celebrating that birthday. Amen. Bless his name. Glory to God in the highest. Well, in the month of April, there are a lot of things that we celebrate. And, of course, on this day and the day following, I'll share with you a few things. Today is April 13th. It is Celebrate Teen Literature Day. Oh, did we do that today? Yes, we did. Celebrate Teen Literature Day. It is International Plants Appreciation Day. Oh, maybe I need to go and break up a little piece of birthday cake for my plants. Just kidding. It's a joke. All right. Okay. Although it wasn't funny, it was a joke. All right. International Plants Appreciation Day. Passover ends at nightfall. It is National Peach Cobbler Day. Man, I could use some of that. And National Scrabble Day, that's what is being observed. That's what's being celebrated today. And tomorrow, April 14th, Friday, April 14th, International Kids Yoga Day, National Dolphin Day, National Donate a Book Day, National Gardening Day, and National Pecan Day. So that's what's being observed on tomorrow. I might as well take it through the weekend, April 15th. Generally, tax day. However, I think we have a few more days this week and this year. National ASL Day, that's American Sign Language, I'm thinking. National Glazed Spiral Ham Day, Record Store Day, and on Sunday, Good Deeds Day. I want to give you a head start. Good Deeds Day on April the 16th. Find a good deed and do it. How about that? Good Deeds Day. It is National Eggs Benedict Day, National Orchid Day, and Save the Elephant Day. The late Betty White, she would jump on it, man. I tell you, she would not let a day go by concerning animals, especially those in observance or celebration, even though she celebrated them more than just a day. She would definitely give her hands or her money to the cause. Well, in any event, it is the month of April, and I hope that all is going well in your world. And that is those that I shared with you are observances for the day, but of course for the month, keep in mind that it is Canine Fitness Month, it is Celebrate Diversity Month, it is Dog Appreciation Month, it is Jazz Appreciation Month. Our Jazz Fest opens this month, by the way, Jazz Appreciation Month, and of course it serves up much more than jazz. Move More Month, man, I need that one. Move More Month. It is National Adopt a Greyhound Month, National BLT Sandwich Month, National Card and Letter Writing Month. This is a good month to write that letter you've been wanting to write, or send that card you've been wanting to send, right? National Garden Month, National Garlic Month. Pardon me. I was trying to mute it. It didn't happen quick enough. National Grilled Cheese Month, National Kite Month, National Pecan Month. Some of these medical things is going on, too. Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Prevent Lyme Disease in Dogs Month, and by the way, it is School Library Month, okay? So those are some things I've dropped in your spirit that you might want to observe, be a part of, start something. You got to be starting something now. Make a positive impact in community. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, getting our houses in order. We have to get our houses in order. To what degree you do it, it's up to you. but get your house in order. I got to get my house in order. You've got to get your house in order. We all have a day we're leaving here on this earth, and we don't want to leave our family not knowing what to do. But I do want to encourage you to look into it a little bit deeper. Find out how you can leave a will. I know what you're saying. Many people say, and I'm on this journey with you. I'm not just telling you to do something I'm not willing and trying to do myself. Okay? So look into what it costs to put a will together. Do I have to have an attorney, or can I just put it together, get it notarized? You know, look further into that. Get your house in order. Find out what you need to do. Many of you are saying, because I've heard it over and over and over again, I don't have anything to leave to anybody. Yeah, well, think deep, long and hard, because you may come up with that heirloom or that one thing that you say, you know what, my kids are going to fight over this. I need to figure out what to do. So think about it. Is it jewelry, property tucked away somewhere? What is it? Is it maybe it's insurance policies? Think about all of that, because, you know, you don't want your family to be in situations, you know, that could cause a problem, you know. You want to be able to have all this laid out. You want to be in a situation where you've taken control of all of this, caring, you know, for any unfortunate situation that hopefully won't happen, but, you know, just have it for your kids to be able to, you know, to be able to do what they have to do. You know, the Bible talks about this in 2 Kings chapter 20. This is what the Lord says. Put your affairs in order, for you are about to die. That's the word. Put your affairs in order. So I'm talking about putting your affairs in order, not necessarily because you're about to die. I don't hold the key to that. I didn't even get a peep eye view into any of that. So I don't know. But it's always good to work from a place of organization than a place of confusion and things being out of order. So I'm constantly working on my end. I could work a little bit harder on that, I think. But, you know, life happens and so many things get in the way. But we make things priority that we really shouldn't sometimes, and we leave things to the back burner that we really should make priority. If you can't say amen, say out. It is the truth, and we do it all the time. I've heard people even say that they have written out their obituary, what they want to be said at their funeral. Don't mean to be dark, but I'm just meaning to be real. Because they've done so many things that their kids have not been a part of, and they don't know, or, you know, they will be just lost. They wouldn't know where to start. So that's the reason why people do it, to make sure that some things are said that need to be said. Now, death and dying are uncomfortable subjects for most people, particularly when it comes to one's own death. Many of us make our way through life, never giving a thought to our mortality until a serious illness, the loss of a loved one, or some other jarring occasion confronts us with the inescapable reality that one day we will die. Ecclesiastes 7:2 tells us that death is the destiny for everyone. The living should take this to heart. How do I take my own death to heart, and how can I to die? The scripture calls death an enemy, 1 Corinthians 15, because of death's finality and because so much about it is unknown. It's not unusual for us to feel anxious about death and afraid of dying. But the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ has destroyed the enemy of death once and for all. Now, with the coming of our Savior, Jesus, he has destroyed death, and through the good news, he has brought eternal life into full view. 2 Timothy 1, those who have trusted Jesus Christ for salvation need not fear death, but can have full assurance and confidence in facing the grave. So having said that, we know that it is imminent and there's nothing we can do about it. So love your family enough to make sure they know where policies are. Well, make sure you have a policy. Make sure you have an insurance policy. Now, we watch TV and we listen to the actors and all of the show business people and the sports figures, and we hear about the $500,000 policies and the $1 million policies. Well, honey, if your pocketbook can't hold that, come into your range. Do what you can do. Now, when I was selling insurance, I knew the amount that people needed based on their lifestyles, based on if the breadwinner were to die, how to keep them solid for 5 years at least. But sometimes people just can't do that. So whatever you can do, you need to put that in place for your family, right? Whatever you can do. If you really need somebody to hold your hand through it, get somebody, a family friend who's knowledgeable, an agent who can walk you through it. Just get someone who can help you to define or lay out what you want said at your services, where your policies are, how much it costs today to bury someone, a funeral, or things of that nature. So you need some knowledge on the table with this, right? And many times people just go from the gut and they do what they can do. And then once they do that, then they put some professional eyes on it to see if they did a good job or how they can just tweak it, paying less to tweak than to do the entire thing. So whichever way works for you, do that part. Do that part. Make sure the insurance is together. And if you have property, and if you have jewels or some type of other valuable commodity, you may have gold or silver or whatever you may have, make sure it is clearly stated while you're in a sound mind who these items are to go to, who gets what. Not, they'll fight over your stuff in court, and it may not even start to work in their favor. Many times the courts have, you know, been, I don't want to say the courts, perhaps the state or the city, they have found that they've been, I don't want to say acquiring your property, but it's just there, and somehow it just gets taken out of their hands. True story, my family bought a whole street, not a block, a whole street. My family and I think families that came together and bought an entire street from one end to the next. How long was this street? Well, it wasn't very, very long. It's in the country, and it is a long street, but it's not like a long, long in some instances, because some city streets are short, but it's not like one, you know, not like a major city street. But a lot of houses were able to go on that street. And through the years, ignoring taxes, people dying away, not having their affairs in order so the kids could pick it up and know what to do, it got away from my family. It literally got away from my family. So our cut of that particular street is all but gone. I don't know if the city sucked it up, what happened, some of the other families sucked it up. I don't know what happened, but that's the case of not having a person in charge, a manager, an agent of record to help you with that, or to have information for your family to take to legal or to take to a courthouse to say, this is our property. No one knows where the deeds are. No one knows anything. So it got away from our family. I'm a couple of generations back from this. It was my grandfather's family that bought a part of that. And it's all gone from my point of view, from my understanding and from my family. So don't do that. Whatever you have, be sure that you have it clear, crisp and clear, of who gets what. And, you know, you need addresses. You need phone numbers. You need contact people. You may not die for the next 50 years. I don't know. And keep updating this every year. Look at this and see what needs to change, what needs to shift. The beneficiaries may pass before you. You may need to change the beneficiaries. So it's something you need to look at every year to find out if everything is still accurate or do you need to tweak it a little bit. And so, pardon me, you'll know with the peace of mind that all things that you could do, you did do, right? Very, very important, good people. Very, very important. So get your houses in order. Pardon me. I told y'all I got that going on, right? So get your houses in order because no man knows the day nor the hour that the Son of Man is going to appear. So we've got to make sure, and Jesus is coming back for the entire church. But in the meantime, he's coming back for us, you know, one by one, however the Lord sees fit, right? So let's get it in order. Let's make sure all the things that are necessary are in order, right? That's very, very important. So having said all that, guys, listen, if you'd like to reach out to me, I don't have all the answers, but I'm a good researcher. I'll find them. If you would like to reach out to me to correspond on any topic that we could possibly use over this podcast or that we could perhaps talk about and springboard us into something else that we can bring to this forum, please feel free to send your email to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com, Loretta with one R, two T's, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. I want to offer you a checklist before I get out of here, if I can, from the National Institute on Aging. Now, remember, it's not only older people that's passing, right? But still, if you have a little something-something you need to have, it outlined and delineated for who it goes to. Plan for your estate and your finances. That's number one. Depending on your situation, you may choose to prepare different types of legal documents to outline how your estate and documents and finances, rather, will be handled in the future. We talked about having that will that's going to specify how your property, your money, and your other assets are going to be distributed and managed. A durable power of attorney for finances if you have that much. And you know it is a bit much for your family members. They can't handle it just right. A durable power of attorney, name someone who will make financial decisions if you fall ill and you are unable to. A living trust will name and instruct a person called the trustee to hold and distribute the property and the funds on your behalf. And don't forget to plan for your future health care. Many people choose to prepare advanced directives, which are legal documents that provide instructions for medical care and only go into effect if you cannot communicate your own wishes due to disease or any kind of a severe injury. A living will. A living will tell doctors how you want to be treated if you cannot make your own decisions about emergency treatment. A durable power of attorney for health care. This will name your health care proxy, a person who can make health care decisions for you if you're unable to communicate these for yourself. And all of that came under my number one. My number two, which was plan for your future health care. And finally, number three, put your important papers and copies of legal documents in one place. And please tell your family, your immediate family, where that place is. All right, so keep that in mind. Hopefully that helps you to get your houses in order. I love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Pray for me. I'll pray for you and watch God change things. May God bless you. This is Loretta Petite. This has been the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for checking us out. Please pass on the word. Thank you, Kimmy Kim. I love you. May God bless you. Bye-bye. Don't forget, tax day is coming.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease. You're wonderful, yes, oh. You are tremendous, yes, you are,
yeah.
Exceptional,
yes, you are,
and I see, but I see. Living in opposition.